I'm Arlene Saeed in Doha. Here, top stories on Al Jazeera. Shares in the Chinese property giant Evergrande have plunged by more than 10% today. It's after a deal to purchase part of the company fell through. It could soon be declared in default with liabilities of around $305 billion. An investigation into Brazil's coronavirus response has pointed the finger of blame at the president, Jair Bolsonaro. The draft report recommended he face criminal charges, including crimes against humanity. This still needs to be voted on by the Senate committee. Omitted from the document is an earlier recommendation to charge Bolsonaro with genocide and murder.
Genocide, as I explained once, let me explain again, was not removed. It was swapped for crimes against humanity. He will be indicted for crimes against humanity because of the matters on Prevent Sinuar, Manaus, and indigenous people. What was removed was homicide.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he's concerned about Chinese hypersonic missile technology. Investigation by the Financial Times says China had tested a new hypersonic weapon back in August. Beijing has denied the report, saying it was testing a space vehicle. The UN Security Council has held an emergency meeting on North Korea, a day after Pyongyang test-fired a ballistic missile from a submarine. The U.S., South Korea and Japan have condemned it. The Taliban says it needs international recognition to ease Afghanistan's humanitarian crisis. Representatives were speaking in Moscow following a conference with regional powers. Russia says the Taliban would have to uphold a basic standard of human rights to get the recognition. There's been an attack on a U.S. outpost in southern Syria. The Pentagon has confirmed none of their forces have been injured. U.S. officials believe it was from a drone. It's the first time the military base in Al-Tanf has been targeted. Protesters in Sudan are demanding the transitional government be dissolved. They've been holding a sit-in in front of the presidential palace in Khartoum for days. India has become the second country after China to administer its 1 billionth dose of a coronavirus vaccine. Around three-quarters of adults in the country have now had one shot.